It's football season, and one person traveling from Europe was watching football. And as my father said, I don't understand why these guys in pajamas keep on jumping on top of each other. So they asked this person, what did you think of American football? And the guy said, you know, I think they have too many committee meetings, looking at the huddles and how they gather every time. It's easy sometimes to misunderstand something. And coming to church is often misunderstood. There was an ancient practice that the bread that was prepared for Holy Communion and the bread from that preparation that was left over, that was not consecrated, was and still is sometimes distributed after the liturgy. And the deacons would take one piece of this bread that was not consecrated. They would go to the person who was not in church. They would give them that bread and said, you are part of us. We missed you. We missed you. How often people look at church as obligation. I have to be there. Even if I don't want to, I need to. Instead of saying, this is an opportunity for friendship, both human and divine. The saints used to tell us that the goal of prayer is to fall in love with God, to realize that we have been loved so much, and to remind us that we are able to see this divine love when we live like God. Every time you hear the word, keep the commandments, because Jesus says, if you love God, keep the commandments. What does that mean? It doesn't mean thou shalt not murder. It means how can I give my life more fully to God and to one another? When you begin, when you continue to seek new avenues to grow as a human being, when you are not satisfied with your dysfunctional behavior, and you say, God, help me understand how to change. Because temptation always has the same psychology. How do I fool this person to hurt themselves? All temptation is based on the illusion that while you are hurting yourself, it's good for you. It's almost like being on bad diets. While you're doing something good, you are actually hurting yourself. So every night, sit in your bed or kneel down and pray and ask God, what is the psychology of temptation in my life? How am I being fooled? And how can I do good things? So the goal of going to church, the goal of praying, will not be one of geography just to show up, but how can I live my life more fully, more satisfactorily, and thereby understand what it is to love God? Because to love God is to seek to become the best person you can. We do this in sports. We do this in business. We do this in so many things. How to become the best. We should have that same desire in church and in religion. How can I become the best? Never get tired of trying. The secret of the saints is that they were sinners who kept on trying. Your life and the life of the church is at stake. What a beautiful opportunity it is to fall in love with God and to fall in love with each other. It's not easy, but it's possible. Slava Isusu Christu.